This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. officials say they are troubled by allegations that Iraqi prisoners were tortured by their Iraqi guards. Iraq's prime minister is promising a swift investigation after more than 170 detainees were found last weekend in a Baghdad building. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Iraq's Sunni minority has long believed that the newly empowered Shiite security forces include rogue elements that carry out revenge attacks and mistreat Sunni captives. The Iraqi government has staunchly denied those allegations until U.S. forces entered an old interior ministry building in Baghdad Sunday night. Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri announced last night that 173 detainees were found, said to be suffering from malnutrition and showing signs of beatings. Jafri said such behavior would not be tolerated.
I formed a committee to be headed by one of my deputies and to include other cabinet ministers. I told them they must start immediately and finish their investigation within 2 weeks. Another committee has been formed to determine the number of prisoners in other jails around Iraq and the conditions they are in, to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
A senior official with the Sunni Iraqi Islamic Party said this proves that Ministry of Interior forces were engaged in random arrests and brutal torture. He demanded a neutral investigation beyond the Jafri government's control. The Bush administration, highly sensitive to torture controversies, issued a statement saying mistreatment of detainees is totally unacceptable. Another story circulating among Sunnis is that U.S. forces used a mysterious white gas during its assault on Fallujah a year ago. Initially, the Pentagon said its use of white phosphorus was not as a weapon, but to provide a white cloud to cover the advance of U.S. forces. But now Pentagon spokesman Barry Venable tells the BBC's Radio 4 that white phosphorus was in fact used directly on suspected insurgent positions.
It was used as an incendiary weapon against enemy combatants. One technique is to fire white phosphorus round or rounds into the position because the combined effects of the fire and smoke will drive them out of the hole so that you can kill them with high explosives.
White phosphorus is not classified as a chemical weapon and isn't illegal. But in a country where chemical weapons were used by the Saddam regime, the clouds of burning gas were seen by one military journal quoted by the BBC as a potent psychological weapon. It's now also an image problem for the U.S. military in Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.